This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Yik. Phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccination program is now underway. Here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs. Here are their stories.
I'm Judy. I'm from Kuching. Previously, from Brunei. But now, I'm back to Kuching for more than 30 years. I'm 83 now.
Madam Judy, what did you think about the pandemic when it first started last year? You know, have you been scared of the disease or how has it affected you?
This one is a terrible thing, you know. Everybody is very panicked about the COVID this year. So anyway, we have to be precaution and try to not to go out very often. As for our age, easy to get it.
So when did you register for the COVID-19 vaccination?
I registered on the my suggestion on the phone. So after I register, when they put on the phone, they ask people to register. So I just register on. Later on, very fast, they tell me where to go for my vaccination.
Where did you go for your vaccination?
In the Kuching Stadium.
And were you worried or scared about going for the jab?
Yes, at first, very, very scared. And I asked my friend, I'm a Christian, so I asked all my friends to pray for me. After that, after my prayer, I'm very steady and all my fear gone. So I'm not scared anymore.
And how did you prepare before you went for the jab on that day itself?
I just eat fully. You have to eat your stomach. You must be full. You drink water. And then you need somebody to accompany you. So I asked my son to bring me over there.
Can you describe to us what it was like at the vaccination center? Was it crowded? Were things well organized?
Very crowded, organized, very organized. The doctor is there asking questions. What you have, what medication did you take? So I told him I didn't take any medication because I don't have all this diabetes, high blood pressure. And then I said I only have osteoporosis. Then he said, fine. Then let me sit down there, wait for quite some time. So actually the time is 11:30, my time for vaccination. So I went there around 10 something. I reached about 11, so waited there until quite long, 1:30, then I reached home. I came back home.
And the actual jab itself, what was it like?
It's nothing. It's no pain at all.
Did you feel any side effects or problems after that?
No, nothing. So far, so good. I go back normal, eating, sleeping, everything well.
And Madam Judy, do you have other friends or relatives who have gone for their jab as well?
Yeah, one of my friends, my colleagues before, I'm a nurse before. She's about my age also. So anyway, she also okay.
Do you know anyone who hasn't registered or don't want to go for this vaccination?
Some of them, yes, they are very frightened. That one of my friends, my neighbor next lorong, she said she dare not to go, she said. So she's still waiting, she still didn't register yet.
So, Madam Judy, you'll be going for your second dose next week. Do you feel confident about it now?
A little bit scared. They said more serious. So, never mind. I just go for it.
Who did you hear this from?
All the people around me.
Okay.
They frightened me. That's why I said I don't want to talk to these negative people.
Mm. So, as a final message, Madam Judy, what would you like to say to other people, especially senior citizens who haven't signed up for their COVID-19 vaccination yet?
So I advise them not to be scared. I tell them to be brave, no need to scare. Just trust God. Just go for it. It's better to have the injection than you die of COVID-19.
That was 83-year-old Madam Judy Liu from Kuching, Sarawak, sharing her experience getting the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share her experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 Vaccine Stories. Register for your vaccination on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.